This is the Sakha Murli of 29th of May 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have once again reached your destination. You have now come to know the Creator and creation from the Father. You should therefore have goose pimples of happiness. Question: why does the Father adorn you children at this time? Answer: because you now have to become fully adorned and go to the land of Vishnu, your in-law's home. After being adorned with the jewels of this knowledge, you become the emperors and empresses of the world. You are now at the confluence age. Baba, as the teacher, is teaching you in order to send you from your parents' home to your in-law's home. Song: at last the day for which we had been waiting has come. Om Shanti. You sweetest, long-lost and now-found children heard the song. You children know that you have finally found the Beloved whom you have been remembering for half a cycle. No one in the world knows that you do devotion for half a cycle. They call out to the Father, the Beloved. We are his lovers, and he is our Beloved. No one knows this either. The Father says, Ravan has completely degraded everyone's intellect. This applies especially to the people of Bharat. You have forgotten that you were deities. Therefore your intellects are degraded. To forget one's own religion is a sign of a degraded intellect. Only you now know that we people of Bharat were the residents of heaven. This Bharat was heaven only a short while ago. For 1,250 years it was the Golden Age, and then for the next 1,250 years it was the Kingdom of Rama. At that time there was limitless happiness. On remembering this happiness, you should have goose pimples. The golden and silver ages have passed. What is the duration of the golden age? No one knows this. How could it possibly be hundreds of thousands of years? The Father now comes and explains that Maya has made your intellects so degraded. No one in the world considers himself to have a degraded intellect. You know that yesterday you had degraded intellects. Baba has now given you enough wisdom to recognize the Creator and to understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Yesterday we did not know this. Today we do know it. The more you know, the more goose pimples of happiness you will have. We have now once again reached our destination. The Father really did give us the Kingdom of Heaven, and then we lost it. We have now become impure. The Golden Age is not considered to be impure. That is a pure world. People say, O Purifier, come. There can't be anyone pure or elevated in Ravan's kingdom. You have now become the children of the Highest on High Father. Therefore you too have become elevated. You children now know the Father, but that too is number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Wake up early in the morning and ask your hearts this. The morning time of nectar is a very good time to sit and churn these things. Baba is our Father and our teacher. People say, O God the Father, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. You children now know that you have found the one whom they remember, and to whom they call out, O God. We are once again claiming our unlimited inheritance. Those are your physical fathers. This one is the unlimited father. Even your physical fathers remember that unlimited father. Therefore he is the father of all fathers, the husband of all husbands. The people of Barat say this, because I now become the father of all fathers, and the husband of all husbands. I am now your father, and you have become my children. You continue to say, Baba, Baba. I have now come once again to take you to the land of Vishnu, your in-law's home. This is your father's home, and you will then go to your in-law's home. You children know that you are being adorned very beautifully. You are now at home with your father. You are also being educated. Having been adorned with this knowledge, you then become the emperors and empresses of the world. You have come here in order to become the masters of the world. When it was the golden age, you people of Bharat were the masters of the world. You wouldn't say that you are the masters of the world now. You know that at present, the masters of Bharat belong to the Iron Age, whereas you belong to the Confluence Age. Then in the Golden Age, you will be the masters of the whole world. These things should enter the intellects of you children. You know that the one who gives you the kingdom of the world has now come. He has now come at this confluence age. Only the Father, no human being, can be called the bestower of knowledge, because the Father has this knowledge with which he bestows salvation to the whole world. Everything, including nature, is given salvation. Human beings have none of this knowledge of salvation. The whole world, including nature, is now Tamopradhan. Everyone who resides here is also Tamopradhan. The new world is called the Golden Age. Deities used to live there. Then Ravan conquered them. The Father has now come once again. You children say that you are going to Bapdada. The Father gives you your inheritance of the kingdom of heaven through this Dada. The Father will give you the kingdom of heaven. What else would he give? At least this should enter the intellect of you children. However, Maya makes you forget this. She doesn't allow you to have constant happiness. Those who study well and also teach well will claim a high status. Liberation in life in a second has been remembered. You just have to recognize him once. There is the one Father of all souls, and that Father of all souls has now come. However, not everyone will be able to meet him. That would be impossible. The Father comes to teach you. All of you are teachers. This is called a Gita Pachala, study place. These words are common. They say that Krishna spoke the Gita. However, this is not Krishna's Pachala. The Krishna soul is studying here. Does anyone study or teach in a Gita Pachala in the Golden Age? Krishna exists in the Golden Age, and he takes 84 births. No one's body can be identical to another's. According to the Dharma plan, each soul has a part of 84 births recorded in him. One second cannot be identical to the next. You play your parts for 5,000 years. The part you perform one second cannot be identical to your part in the next second. This is a matter of great understanding. This is a drama. Your parts continue to repeat. All the scriptures belong to the path of devotion. Devotion lasts for half a cycle. Then I come and grant everyone salvation. You know that you were given salvation 5,000 years ago and that you used to rule there. There was no mention of sorrow. Now there is nothing but sorrow. It is called a land of sorrow. There are the lands of peace, happiness, and sorrow. I come and show you, people of Bharat, the path to the land of happiness. I have to come every cycle. I have come many times before, and I will continue to come. There can be no end to this. Whilst going around the whole cycle, you enter this land of sorrow, and I then have to come. You now remember the cycle of your 84 births. The Father is called the Creator. This doesn't mean that He creates this drama. To be the Creator means that He comes at this time and creates the Golden Age. I come and teach those who had the kingdom in the Golden Age and then lost it. I adopt you, children. You are my children. It isn't a sage or a holy man teaching you. Only the one Father, whom everyone remembers, is teaching you. The one whom they remember would definitely come here at some point. No one understands why they remember him. So the Purifier Father definitely comes. They wouldn't say to Christ, come again. People think that that soul has become merged, and so there is no question of him coming back. Nevertheless, it is still the Purifier whom they remember. Give us souls the inheritance once again. You children are now aware that Baba has come. He comes to establish the new world. Other founders of religions will come at their own time, at the time of Rajo and Tamo. You children know that you are now becoming master knowledgeful. Only the one Father teaches you and makes you into the masters of the world. He himself does not become that. This is why he is called the altruistic server. People say that they don't want any reward for what they do, that they are serving altruistically. However, that is not so. They take their next birth according to the sanskars they have taken with them. They definitely do receive the fruit of their karma. Sannyasis also take rebirth to householders, and then, according to their sanskars, they go into the religion of renunciation. In the same way, Baba gives the example of soldiers. They quote the Gita where it says, if you die on the battlefield, you go to heaven. However, there has to be a time for heaven. They say that the duration of heaven is hundreds of thousands of years. You children now understand what the Father tells you, and what is written in the Gita. They say that the versions of God say, I am omnipresent. The Father says, how could I insult myself by saying I am omnipresent? How could I be in the cats and dogs? You call me the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, how could I call myself those things? It is such a lie. No one has any of this knowledge. Because sannyasis are pure, people have so much regard for them. There are no gurus in the golden age. Here, a bride is told that her bridegroom is her guru and her god, and that she must not adopt any other guru. That explanation was for when devotion was first satopradhan. There are no gurus in the golden age. Even at the beginning of devotion, there are no gurus. The husband is considered to be everything, so they don't adopt a guru. You now understand these things. Some people become afraid just on hearing the name Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, because they think that we make everyone into brothers and sisters. Oh, but it is good to become a child of Prajapita Brahma. Only BKs claim the inheritance of heaven. You are now claiming that. You have now become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Husband and wife both say that they are brother and sister, and this is how the consciousness of bodies and the odour of vice are removed. How could we brothers and sisters, children of the one father, indulge in vice? That would be a very big sin. This is a tactic in the drama to enable you to remain pure. Sannyasis belong to the path of isolation, whereas you belong to the family path. You now have to stop following the customs and systems of this dirty world and forget this world. You used to be the masters of heaven. Then Ravan made you so dirty. Baba has also told you what to say when people ask how they can accept that they have taken 84 births. It is something good that we are telling you, that you have taken 84 births. If they haven't taken 84 births, they will not remain here. You can then understand that they don't belong to the deity religion and that they cannot go to heaven. They would attain a low status among the subjects. Among the subjects too, there is a high status and a low status. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. God comes and establishes the kingdom. Sri Krishna was the master of Vaikunth paradise. It is the father who establishes that paradise. The Father speaks the Gita through which we attain a status. At that time there is no need to study or teach others this. You study this knowledge now and claim a status. You will not then study this knowledge of the Gita there because you will have received salvation. The more effort you make now, the higher the status you will claim there. You will continue to make exactly the same effort as you did in the previous cycle. You have to observe everything in a detached way. You have to observe the teacher who taught you, and you have to become cleverer than him or her. There is a big margin. You have to make effort to become the highest on high. The main thing is to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. These matters have to be understood. Stay at home with your families and remember the Father. You will then become pure. Here everyone is impure and there is nothing but sorrow. No one knows when it was the kingdom of happiness. At times of sorrow they call out, O God, O Rama, Why did you cause us this sorrow? However, God does not cause sorrow for anyone. It is Ravan that causes sorrow. You now know that there will not be any other religion in your kingdom. All other religions come later. Wherever you go, you take this study with you. You have received the aim of Manman above. Remember the Father. We are claiming the inheritance of heaven from the Father. Are you not able to remember even this much? This remembrance must remain firm, because your final thoughts lead you to your destination. Accha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Wake up in the early hours of nectar and think about how Baba is our Father and also our teacher. Baba has now come to adorn us with jewels of knowledge. He is the Father of all fathers and the husband of all husbands. Have such thoughts and experience unlimited happiness. 2. Observe each one's efforts as a detached observer. There is still a margin for making effort to claim a high status. Therefore, change from Tamopradan to Satopradan. Blessing. May you be greatly fortunate and experience the subtle region and the three worlds with the power of being viceless. The fortunate children who have the power of being viceless and whose intellect yoga is absolutely refined are easily able to travel around the three worlds. In order to make your thoughts reach the subtle region, you need to have refined remembrance of the essence of all relationships. This is the most powerful wire, and Maya cannot interfere in this. So in order to experience the splendor of the subtle region, fill yourself with the power of being viceless. Slogan. To be attracted to any person, object, or material comfort is to divorce the Father, your companion, in your mind. Avyakt signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Purity is the greatness of the elevated life of the Brahmins of the confluence age. Purity is the elevated decoration of Brahmin life. Just as breath is essential for physical life, if you are unable to breathe, you can't live. So, purity is the breath of Brahmin life. The basis, that is the foundation of your reward for 21 births, is purity. Om Shanti.